Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question. Just to make sure we have an example of participants, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
Between 50 and 64.
Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long way, a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely,
very
maybe, somewhat very. Okay, thank you. And your point of view, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Retirement.
Okay. Retirement? Okay.
Yeah.
When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
Well, at least a month before.
Thank you. In your own words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election, what that will be in a small statement?
Abortion. Abortion rights.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate if you voted or what you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions of abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on the summary, how did you vote on issue 1, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your own words, in a small statement, why did you vote yes on 1?
Because the federal government, the Supreme Court, made the wrong decision, so it has to be corrected.
Thank you. You say you voted yes on issue 1 on November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide you were going to vote in this issue? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
Months before.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please let me know if you experienced any of these. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups, any of those?
Yes, quite a few of those. TV, road signs, radio.
Okay.
Of course, Facebook family.
Family. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
quite
you.
Quite a bit of
it. Thank you. That was quite a lot. Thank you so much. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on the reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, social media influencers, celebrities.
Women in general.
Women in general. Thank you. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how you were going to vote in this election, yes or no?
Yes, there was. Yes, there was something specific.
In your own words, in a small statement, what was that particular thing that specifically impacted you?
A family member who had a non-viable fetus, decision was had to be made about what to do about it. So it's family.
Okay. Thank you so much. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In your own words, in a small statement, can you please tell me why?
Why I didn't change my mind?
Yes.
Because the Supreme Court made up my mind as soon as they made that decision.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
Oh, no. Always vote.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read to you a series of statements or messages that were used by both sides on the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. We are almost done now. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex and get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It's convincing.
Somewhat or very? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not convincing at all or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Legal experts say issue one allowed for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay, thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making the decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Well, that's an interesting question.
That's a mixed bag.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer. Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that likely determine how you vote in 2024 elections? Jobs and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much money in Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shootings, gun violence, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation, propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine.
Wow, that's a list. The answer is foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs, okay.
Pick a president.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States?
Those are my choices?
Yep.
Okay, stop doing that more time because I was waiting for some more choices. Say that again.
Okay. Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you so much. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you to personally or determining how you will vote in November 2024 election, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent, Sherrod Brown, and the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
I would probably go with Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, for whom would you vote, or are you undecided?
Biden.
Biden. Okay, thank you. In your own words, in a small statement, can you please tell me why?
Because Donald Trump is a traitor.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Just a couple more questions and we're done. In what country were you born?
United States.
Thank you. In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Under 25, between 25 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100.
50 and 75.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender? Do you consider yourself male, female?
Male.
Gender? Male.
Male.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and cooperation. You have a good one.
Be good with it. Bye.
Thank you, sir.